17 and 18, spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, be illuminated to see the revelation and the reality of that high call you have placed on every one of our lives. And right now, God, we covet the spirit of prophecy. Revelation 19:10 declares that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And we ask, Lord, you would visit each of us, empower each of us, activate each of us, speak to each of us, reveal to each of us right now. And Lord, I release prophetically to your people in this room a fresh and new prophetic awakening. Lord, grant us eyes to see and ears to hear. Grant us that eye salve that we can see tonight in the name of Jesus. To see like we've never seen before in the realm of the supernatural. And we seal this in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And all those that believe, agree, and receive said amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Honey, would you come for me up here just for a few minutes? I want to ask that those prophets that were up here earlier, if you would mind joining me, we're just going to kind of tag team flow a little while in the Holy Spirit.
You're talking about the RC leaders that were
Yeah,
up here.
Those.
Okay. Yeah, all of you that were praying up here earlier,
you
just
had up here.
Your own, buddy.
I believe there's something that God's going to do something very significant for you tonight. But I want us to flow together. I believe there's going to be a deep impartation, activation. It's not just going to be for tonight, but I believe it's going to take us to a whole new level. To take this whole body, this relationship church to a whole new level prophetically in the name of Jesus. I want to believe for that activation for every single one of us tonight. But I just want to begin, and all these prophets of God that are here, ministers of God, are going to flow. We're going to flow, and we're going to minister to you, all right? But I just see God breaking you free into a new dimension of liberty. A new dimension of freedom in your soul. That God wants to do some major breakthrough in your mind and your will and your emotions tonight. And I believe that the power of the Holy Spirit is here to release you in the name of Jesus. Now, this is what I see. So as we are flowing here, we are teaching, we are flowing, it's like a clinic, that we're going to explain what we're doing. See, a lot of people will come in and they'll move in the spirit, but they won't explain what they're seeing or how they're seeing it or what's happening. But I see over you that there have been five different men that have affected you soulishly. And it's like arrows that have pierced your soul. And tonight, God's going to extract each of those five. And you're going to be released in your mind, your will, and your emotions. So what I would like us to do, all of us in this room, all the prophetic people that are here, we are going to count 1 through 5. Each number represents a person. So when we together as a body call out that number, that chain, that arrow, that cord, that root is going to be extracted. Are you ready for this, honey? Are you ready, saints of God? In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4. Right now. We extract by the power of the Holy Spirit these five men, five soul ties, all the guilt, shame, blame, condemnation, the weight, the weightiness, the heaviness that's been placed upon you. God is extracting it tonight. Whew, there's a tremendous fire coming on you right now. Whoa, there went power, just went through me. I just now, for those that are interested in what's happening here, I just felt like electric shock go through my body. Now, I say that in a teaching format, clinic format, so that you can begin to understand this. There is a tangible release of the presence of God. In Jesus' name, honey. Something has happened to this lady in the pinkish shirt. Something is blocking. Would you come for me, please, honey? Just yes, please come up here. Just leave. I mean, we're gonna still. I want you still. All of a sudden, I'm getting kind of drunkish feeling. It's hard to speak English, but I do want you ladies to please minister to her. Something has happened. There's a blockage here. There's a blockage here. There's a blockage that deals with your digestive system. Is this right? Okay, she's shaking her head yes, that this is right. Okay, now please understand me, church. I have no prior knowledge of this at all. Absolutely none. This is called supernatural revelation. Now, what I want everybody here in the room to begin to do is draw on this. You want this in your life. You want to move supernaturally. And what true prophets of God do is they release and they awaken it in other people. This is why we're taking our time to teach. I'm not just going to wham, 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 do this thing. We're going to flow. We're going to teach. This is the way God's moving tonight. So we're in like a clinic, a prophetic clinic school right here tonight. So I want you to receive this and glean this in Jesus' name. So, honey, I see there's a blockage. If you just step right up here for me. There's a blockage here. And when God reveals a thing, it's because he's healed the thing. Remember this. If God reveals it, it's because he's healed it. So when the word comes, when supernatural information is revealed, it's revealed with a purpose. It's not just to say, wow, you have a blockage. Wow, let's pray. No, it's because God is doing something about it right now. So we want to lay our hands on you, honey, the power of God. My dear, would you lay your hand right on her stomach for me? Because the power of God is going through you right now. And that every blockage in your digestive system, every blockage in the name of Jesus is being healed. Now, what I see is something very dangerous, actually. And I don't mean to scare you. But it's like the rib cage and the internal organs are like squished together. And they're out of alignment and proportion. But I believe right now the power of God is moving through you. And you are being released, your skeletal structure, rib cage being free by the authority of Jesus' name. We command your large intestines, small intestines to be released in the name of Jesus. Nothing blocking. No blockage in Jesus' name. We command release right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Whew, the power of the Holy Spirit is flowing through you right now in the name of Jesus. We release healing, health, and life. We command the spinal column be straight. We command the skeletal system to be made whole in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are supernaturally healing this precious lady right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, honey. You have something?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jan, you have a thing? You have a thing for this lady?
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay.
Thank you,
Jesus. Anything? All right. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Honey, do you sense something happening to you tonight?
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
okay.
you, Jesus.
Are you feeling a difference? Something's happening.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Something I'd been praying about for a while. Nobody knew it but me.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Right now, the power of the person. Ooh, I feel a tremendous, tangible anointing flowing through you right now. There'll be no pain. There'll be no discomfort. I command your entire digestive system operate and function perfectly now in the name of Jesus. There will be no diverticulitis. I speak that as the word of the Lord. There will be no diverticulitis. There will be no diverticulitis. Now, I release that as the word of the Lord. I release that as the word of the Lord. It's supernatural, divine revelation. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We release that. We release that.
Sweet peace.
Thank you, Lord, honey.
And Father God, I thank you for the healing. We say the yes and the amen. And I pray now that just as her body is being healed, that you bring a peace to her soul. We say, soul, be have peace. Peace, be still to her soul. And I pray that all the wounds that only she knows about, we invite your Holy Spirit and Jesus to stand up within her now and go through those painful things and bring healing and release the wounds and let there be peace, be still in her soul. And I call her spirit to attention. And I say, God has packed in you everything you need to be victorious. So we now release the grace of God in your spirit and your soul to snuggle up under the Spirit and simply being an interpreter, a release of the Spirit as the spirit, soul, and body flow, bringing you great glory, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Let me just... let me just pray. I just see the devil is trying to put shame on you. In Jesus' name, we just, this is not going to stay.
Yes.
This is not going to bind up for whatever, you know, real or imagined's happened. We just bind up shame.
Amen. Amen.
And we command it to go, and it's not going to light in her, and the rest of her years are going to be light and joyful with no regret. And we put the blood of Jesus in the cross between whatever this was.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We put the blood of Jesus in the cross between whatever this is the devil's trying to bring shame to.
Yes, Lord.
Between you and that thing.
Yes.
I just prophesy over you. You're going to exit with joy.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
No regret in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen, Lord.
And we say we put the cross down to any bitterness or gall that may have come in your direction. And we say you will cease and desist. You are non-existent. Just like Jesus conquered that on the cross, we announce that it is finished. In Jesus' name.
There's been many arrows that's come at you. And we just pull them out right now. And Jesus, supernaturally, the night, total deliverance, not days. All these arrows that she just talked about. We just pull them out. We just pull them out.
Yes.
We pull them out.
Yes, we make a highway. We make a highway for the arrows
to
come out. You come out. You are not welcome. You are trespassing. You're on illegal property. We make a highway for them to exit in Jesus' name. Highway. You will flow. You will exit. You will exit now.
You didn't think it was possible. You didn't think it was possible. Joy is coming into your soul.
You will have new road signs. You're on a new highway.
Yes. Praise God.
You are very, very precious to Him. You're His favorite one.
Anybody have a word, a message for this young lady? Anything? Anything for this lady? Craig? Jan?
No, I don't.
Okay. Does she have anything for her?
Does anybody else have anything?
Okay. You, my darling.
You've been faithful to the Lord, and He wants to give you joy.
Mm.
You need joy in your life. You need to be filled from the tip of your toes to the top of your head with peace and joy like you've never felt before. Just let it flow through your body and let it cleanse you and give you feelings of joy that you've never experienced before. Jesus' name.
Father, I thank you right now that every haunting, tormenting, replaying words of accusation spoken over you are being extracted out of you right now. Every spirit of torment, torment of the mind, tormenting spirits that have come to push this woman down, to press her down, to stomp her under, I command to come off of you right now. I am having a vision right now. And it's a vision of a mobile home. It's whitish color. There's wood steps going up, wooden stairs going up, some like a little makeshift landing. There's a black light, outdoor light. And I see numbers. There's a 4, 3, 7, 4. They're kind of pointed numbers. But something happened to you at this place that was meant to destroy you. And God says, tonight it's coming out of you. And you will never be tormented by this. You'll never be hounded by this. Those replaying words that were spoken over you are being supernaturally extracted now by the power of the person of God, the Holy Spirit. And I want to say something now that will seem like vulgar language, but we're going to reverse it. God says you are not trash. You are not trailer trash. You are not a tramp. You are not a whore. And you are not a slut. I retract those words now. And the power of the blood of Jesus Christ releases you right here, right now. The power of heaven is coming on you, honey. You will never be the same again. Right now, the power of God is surging, purging, cleansing, permeating, and activating you now in Jesus' name. Oh, praise God. Honey, I feel the power of heaven. My legs are weak right now. My legs are shaking under this anointing that's happening right here. I know that God has changed your life forever. And I want to just publicly declare that none of these things have been your fault. None of this was your doing. And I pray, oh God, have mercy. Have pity on the people that have hurt this girl. In Jesus' name, God, have mercy, have pity on their eternal souls. In Jesus' name. And we seal this in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Do you have anything? Amen, honey. You receive this freedom tonight. You're walking in this. Ladies. Okay. Amen, honey. To God be the glory. 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 This young lady back here in the white. Would you mind coming up tonight? Just for, yes, please. This is very interesting. And I just come on up here that these... I just keep seeing pink all over you. Now, are you, do you know the,
no.
Do you want to know or?
Next week.
Okay, I mean, do you want to know or do you want to wait?
I mean, you can tell me.
Okay, I firmly believe that you're carrying a girl. I believe God has shown me that. And it, this is, she's going to be Aaliyah. So I want you to do the research and just study that out. Aaliyah. In the name of Jesus. So Father, we just speak to this, that this will be the perfect Leah. If you name her that or not, that's not the point. It's a prophetic. It's a spiritual. There's a dynamic there in her life. So, Lord, we just release this over her right now in the name of Jesus. That this will be a perfect pregnancy, perfect delivery. We decree and declare that every assignment of Satan is broken, canceled, cut off, thwarted, negated, nullified, called null, void, empty, and of none effect by the authority of the blood and the power of the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, that this child shall be born perfectly on time, and all shall be smooth with the mother and the child. We commend this, we release this, we activate this by the power of the Holy Spirit, that there will be nothing of an RH factor. Ooh, I feel tremendous, tangible anointing right now. Tangible presence of God. This is being broken off of you and your mother's side, this RH factor. It's being broken now by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I know nothing of this naturally. This is just supernatural revelation that's coming right now by the inward witness of the Holy Spirit. Some people say, how do you know things? It depends. Sometimes it's just a deep knowing. It's that still small whisper, that's the voice of God. Sometimes it's a vision. Sometimes it's an audible voice. Sometimes you see it. Sometimes you know it. Sometimes you see it inwardly. Sometimes you see it outwardly. It depends on how God chooses to reveal. So Lord, we just release this right now. And we release her right now in Jesus' name. And we seal this mother and child in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, ladies.
May I address your child's spirit? Spirit, I bless you, child. I bless you. I bless your spirit. And we declare over you that there will be no contending for your birthright. You will have a perfect birthright on your assignment from the Most High God. Nothing will interfere with your birthright. You will know who you are from the moment that you were conceived. Through the moments that you're being born and throughout your lifetime, you will have your rightful birthright. There'll be no contesting of that. We plant the cross there in Jesus' name. It is finished. Leah was fruitful.
Wow.
So fruitful is what you guys are.
Just instruction. Instead of him asking continually, do you have something? If you have something, just step forward and grab the mic. That'll make it easier on
okay.
John David.
Let me see your hands, please, sir. I just see in you, brother, business, entrepreneurial. And God's going to activate that in you tonight to a whole new place, a whole new realm. You have a very practical business sense about you. And I'm just releasing an awakening to this, that you will become okay with yourself. You're going to become good with yourself, with who you are. So we're releasing that right now by the power of the Holy Spirit. And God, we just call to the businesses inside of this man right now. In the name of Jesus. I know that some of them seem out of the box. They seem unorthodox. And people have said, that's crazy, that'll never work. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Yes, it will work. Yes, it will work. Yes. Yes, it will. Yes. We say yes. Even to those things that have been thought unorthodox. We say yes, they will work in the name of Jesus. So we're prophesying to those businesses to come forth right now. And the wisdom and the revelation and the insight and the timing and the right people and the right places and the right areas for implementation in the name of Jesus right now. And we just speak into that. We prophesy into that right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for the money, the capital that he needs coming into his life to begin. We thank you for the investors to begin a successful venture for the kingdom of God's sake. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Brother, I believe that there's something of your character and nature in this that's to be released to him. Amen.
Hallelujah. Just pray and say, Holy Shekinah, it is so. I don't know if you've ever had an older man say this to you or not, so it'll be a good repeat. I trust you, and I honor you, and I respect you. I'm doing this like as a father. You don't even know me, so just picture whatever you need in your own brain. You know what I'm saying? And we'll run with you, and we believe in you. As an older man, this may just be bizarre and you can put it on a shelf, but we release you. Must be doing it the wrong way.
Forget it. We'll just, yeah, I don't need to be on the. Okay. I don't even know what to say, how to say what's in my heart, but we'll come under you, undergird you. In any part where you didn't have what you needed, somebody believing in you, we just bring the Spirit, the Holy Father, into here. And he says he's going to make up that. And he believes in you, and he says go. And he says run. And he says he'll be with you the whole way. I sort of stumbled through that, but does that make sense?
Just to amplify that, from him to you is not only a father's blessing and a belief in you, but it's the endurance to go through the hard places to believe in yourself and the God in you.
And I believe God just wants you to know that he has given you a special father's anointing.
Wow.
That there, don't be afraid of that. He's given you a special anointing. You will be a very good father.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can I minister to you for a minute? Sarah, would you come up here for a minute? I want you to put your hands on her kidneys back there. Father, I release healing in this circulatory system. I just want to speak into that right now. In the name of Jesus, that every capillary, every artery, every vein be open 100%. That nothing is blocking, nothing is hindering in any way, shape, or form. Nothing building up, no plaque build up, or any kind of cholesterol build up in this circulatory system. I release healing, health, and life right now by the authority of Jesus' name. Let this heart beat normal, regular, strong right now. Circulation, strong, healthy, fluid, nothing blocking. We cut every cord, break every chain, every tie. generationally and hereditarily right now by the blood of Jesus and the power of the person of the Holy Spirit right now. Blood flowing through your body. Circulation in the name of Jesus. I know this might sound really weird, but even circulation to your face, you're going to begin to feel. You can begin to feel like flush from time to time in your cheeks, in your face. There's a healing here. There's a miracle happening here, flowing circulatory system, even to your face right now. I just speak to that right now. Right now. The power of the Holy Spirit flowing through you, flowing through your body. Right now. Circulatory system. Circulation. Be made whole right now. Right now. God, I thank you. Cleansing and purifying her entire system. Right now. Kidneys, liver. Purify. By the fire of the Holy Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus. I feel that. I release that fiery touch of heaven. Young lady back here in the kind of the black top. Would you come, please? Would you mind? We're just moving prophetically tonight. Isn't it wonderful? There's healing in this atmosphere. There's healing tonight. Amen. Would you just stand right here, face me this way, please? I believe that God wants to do some wonderful work in your life tonight, honey. A new sense of freedom for you also. In your soul. I just really sense God taking sorrow, loss, even death off of you right now. Something about a son. Okay. It's coming off, hon. God's doing it. We're going to let it go. We're going to let him, it, all, everything right now. Father, we release. Sarah, I need you to come up here. My wonderful wife, Sarah, is going to touch you. Right now, God, we thank you for this precious woman right now, precious sister right now. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we are releasing her spirit, her soul, and her body from all loss, grief. Lord, we release her right now, in Jesus' name, the power of the Holy Spirit. God is giving you a new grace right now. A new freedom is coming over you right now. Right now, you are coming out. This is time. God says it's time to come out from the cave. It's time to come out from the hiding. You have, so much to give. I see you as extremely talented, gifted. You are incredibly gifted in numerous areas. Incredibly gifted. Right now. But one of the major things I see in you is an amazing tenacity. That when you go after something, you go after that thing. And you don't say no to it. You don't say no. No one says no to you. They know better than to say no. You will get it done. And I'm believing God tonight is stirring that up in you again. Begin to stir this up in you again. For what the devil tried to do to destroy you is going to turn around and destroy him by the authority of Jesus' name right now. I just, I keep hearing this woman's name, a girl's name, Amy, 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 Amy. So I'm just going to release that over you. Okay, whatever that means now or the future or the past, I just release that. Amy. Lord, I release that name. I speak that name and all that it means to her spirit, soul, and body now, the past, the future. In the name of Jesus. It's a very strong name, so I want to say it. I want to release it. I want to activate that and all that it means in the name of Jesus. For those that are here tonight, as we are just in this kind of flowing in a prophetic atmosphere, sometimes God doesn't tell you everything. And he doesn't give you the whole story. He doesn't give you all the details. Sometimes he'll give you one name, one word. But we have to release what he gives us. We have to release that and trust him. Because many times I have learned that issues of life are very personal. And sometimes just one word is enough. One word is enough. One name is enough. One thing is enough that opens that door. So I want to encourage those that are here tonight, because one word can change everything. Just one word can bring that assurance that, yes, this is God. Like this dear lady over here with the one word was blockage that began a prophetic flow of healing and deliverance. And sometimes as you begin to step out prophetically, there is this place, it's hard to describe, but prophets and prophetic people that are here will understand this. Sometimes it's hard to transfer it from the spirit into the natural. And that's why at times you'll be like, you're getting it spiritually, and you have to try to translate it naturally. So don't let that weird you out or stop you. Just keep flowing in that. Just keep flowing in that. In Jesus' name. So Lord, we thank you right now for what you're doing in this young lady's life right now. You are, I just want to say this. You have such an amazing administrative, oversight, managerial anointing in your life. I mean, you can run a company. You can run a business. You have that in you. It's not something that's coming. It's not something you're going to get. It's already in you. And it's just going to be activated to a whole new level now. A whole new place, a whole new dimension, a whole new realm of liberty and freedom. Oh, yes. You're going to begin to laugh now. You're going to begin to enjoy life like you haven't. I want to say something right here. You're going to begin to enjoy life like you haven't for 35 years. It's been 35 years since you've really enjoyed life. But God says it starts now. I sense a tremendous anointing on that right now. Right now. I release this. I impart this. I activate this in the name of Jesus. Now, I want to ask something. Apostle and the prophets that are here, are you bearing witness to this? Are you sensing something? You know, is anyone bearing witness to this right here that knows her or what have you? Okay. I want to submit that tonight. Amen, Pastor? And we seal this in the blood of Jesus. Now, does anyone want to add anything or feel free to come? Yeah. Sorry? Oh, okay.
Feel like that God just told me to pray for your kidneys and stuff, because I just felt like that God was saying pray for it, because I do believe that God can heal you right now. And I'm just going to pray for you.
Absolutely.
Dear God, I just ask you to help heal my mom. To just touch her kidneys in the name of Jesus. Just do not let her have any more issues in pain. Don't let her ever have to go to the doctor and to have any surgery or anything. And just to like to let her know that he has taken care of that, you don't have to worry about if what happens next, or we'll have to go to the doctor again. But like today's the day that you're not going to go to the doctor any longer, because Jesus already healed you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's incredible. Amen. Amen.
And Father, I just bear witness to everything John David said. And I thank you for the healing that you're giving my sister. And I say now, the healing goes back exactly the way John David said. And that now she comes forth. She comes forth with the pain of the past.
Whoa, my God.
Removed. She'll remember it, but it does not drive her. It's almost like it's about somebody else. And I ask you to give her the innocence, the joy of a young daughter that looks to her Abba Father and has her every need met in Jesus' name. And I put the cross back at that part where the enemy started to seal. We put the cross there now in the name of Jesus. And we say, it's done. It's finished. Just like Jesus said. Yes. And the blood seals it. And she walks forth in victory in Jesus' name.
I agree. 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 We agree. We agree. We agree. We agree. We agree. Hallelujah. My brother in the white shirt, would you come for me, please? Would you come up here for me? Just come on down here if you would. Stand for me this way. Just face us this way. Okay. What I'm perceiving tonight is that there's a blockage in your neck that's been the source of much pain and debilitation. Okay, there's something about your neck. Is that making any sense to you?
I fell back in 2001 on my neck.
Okay, is this on?
This is Schieffer Door.
Okay, say that again.
Yeah, back in 2001, I was cleaning out a trailer, and it was slick, and I went out and I landed on my neck. And in 4 or 5, they showed me an x-ray when I got diagnosed with Parkinson's, and a disc had shifted over, and it's very little fluid can get around it. So, yeah, it gives me it's a pain in the neck.
Wow. Brother, I had no idea. The word was that there's a blockage to your neck. All right?
Right.
So God's revealed that.
Praise the Lord.
You're bearing witness to that. So we are expecting complete healing then.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
All right? So we're going to lay our hands on you. By the authority of the name and the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, we command every disc, every vertebrae to move in place now. We order a 100% skeletal alignment now.
Yes.
By the authority of Jesus' name. We command all the shock, the trauma, the blow, the abuse, even that which doctors have done, come off, come out now in Jesus' name. We command in Jesus' name, let there be brand new discs, vertebrae, nerves, nerve endings, muscles. Right now, by the authority of heaven, the power of Jesus Christ is flowing through you right now. Right now. Now, I want you just to begin to move for me. Just begin to move your neck. It's kind of up and back, side to side. Just make a demand on it right now.
Hallelujah.
Just make a demand on your body right now.
Praise the Lord.
God's doing a supernatural work.
Thank you, Father.
All right. I want you to move your head back for me. That's right. Can you move it farther? All right.
Praise the Lord.
All right. That's right. Just stay right there for me. Right there, right there, right there. Holy Spirit, touch. Complete skeletal alignment. Complete skeletal alignment. This has even affected your nervous system. Blockages. These vertebrae have pinched nerves in your body. They're being released. Being released. Released. Release right now. Release. 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 Right now, release every muscle. Okay, brother, I want you to begin to move your neck for me. Back and forth, and side to side. And in Jesus' name, okay? I want you just to reach your arm out for me. Okay, just kind of up. Okay? I want you to just kind of twirl your arm around a little bit for me. Just kind of twirl it around. Kind of do one of these numbers, up and back. And yeah, that's right. Just make a demand on everything. Make a demand on this side now. Shoulder, clavicle, rotator cuff, collarbone.
I know what part of my back hurts.
Okay. What's happening up here now?
I've got more movement. I ain't been able to do that in a long time.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
All right. All right. In the name of Jesus. We release life to this lower back right now. We command the pelvis rotate, move in Jesus' name, shift. Hips rotate, shift in Jesus' name right now. Tailbone shift, rotate now in Jesus' name. Rib cage rotate, shift now in Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Spirit is flowing through you now. The healing of virtue of heaven is flowing through you right now. The oil of heaven is lubricating you now. I command 100% flexibility. I command 100% mobility. I command 100% range of motion. I command no blockages, no restrictions, and no constrictions in Jesus' name. And every foul spirit of infirmity, come off, loose the man, let him go. In Jesus' name, we seal every gate, door, and window in the blood of Jesus right now. Okay, just take a moment now and test your body. Make a demand on your body, your neck, your arm, shoulder, collarbones, lower back, rib, everything. Just make a demand. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. What's happening, brother? What do you feel right now?
I feel good. I mean, my neck feels good. My arms feel good. My back's a little stiff when I bent down there.
Okay. All right. We're just going to believe God for 100%.
Yes.
That every toxin that's built up, dissolve now in Jesus' name. Every poison, dissolve now in Jesus' name. We command the muscles to relax, release now in Jesus' name. We release the fiery presence of God, supernaturally lubricating every muscle, every nerve ending right now, right now, right now, right now. In Jesus' wonderful name, in Jesus' name. Now, are you sensing anything on your body, like heat or electricity or any touch of God? All right, but you just feel loose.
Yeah.
Everything's moving.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. How about your lower back? When you move it, twist it, turn it, all the pain goes. All the pain goes. All the pain goes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. How long has it been since you've been able to do that like that?
I do that quite a bit because it hurts when I stand up. Okay. And goes shoots pain down my legs. But I've failed probably 100 times since I've had Parkinson's.
Okay.
And God's been good to me.
Amen.
He took care of me.
And Father, we officially curse the roots, the seeds, the fruits, the offspring, and the foul spirit of Parkinson's disease. We adjure you as a foul, unclean spirit. And we command you, foul, unclean spirit, to come out of this man. Loose this man now. We uproot you. We command you to die, dissipate, dissolve, and dematerialize now. And we prophesy life to the nervous system, muscular system. We prophesy life to every system of his being right now. Come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive by the authority of Jesus' name. And we seal this in the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody had something for this man? Someone had a word of? Yeah, something.
Roger, I activate your new heart, the new heart that Jesus placed in you. I activate it now in the name of Jesus. And I say, come alive to a new level that you've never, ever experienced before. And I now take your brain and I bind it to the mind of Christ. I bind your brain to the mind of Christ. And then I say, let there be a new connection between the mind of Christ and the new heart that you have. That new life pulsates and flows through you with a newness and a freshness that will encourage you and keep you moving forward, not going back, in Jesus' name. I place the cross at that place so that you will not go back. The cross is placed there and sealed by the blood of the Lamb. And I thank you for the life that you have before you, Roger.
Thank you, Jesus. We worship you, God. Amen, brother.
If you're a leader here,
walk in it, brother.
Come on up. Just line up here in the front. John wants to lay hands on you. Just increased prophetic flow, increased prophetic activation. And then what we're going to do is any of you that wants prayer that has not gotten prayer, or if you want a second dose, that's fine, then we're going to once y'all come a little bit closer, make it straight, then we're going to turn around and we're going to pray for you guys. So if you want prayer, we're going to pray over them. And if you want prayer and you haven't gotten it, just come on up and whoever you feel led to come to. And we will pray over you guys. Got it?
Amen.
Get it?
Good.
Amen. Father, I release over this man of God, this eagle of God, fresh, new, deeper, prophetic ministry in all that you've called him to do, Lord. As a father in the faith, as a man of God, as a seasoned man of God. Lord, I thank you for everything he's been through is to bring him to this time, to invest. I see you as an investor, investing in people. You're an investor in people. An investor looks for an investment. He looks for a return on his investment. A real investor does not just throw money willy-nilly at things. Doesn't just invest in anything. He searches it out. He studies it out. He prays. He looks. He studies trends and flow charts, and I see all this right now, God. That you're going to begin to invest in people like never before. You're going to begin to pour yourself in people, ministers, sons. Lord, I release this over him now. You have so much to give, so much to pour. In the name of Jesus, that you will pour into them. Right now, God, we release this. We impart this in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you for this precious daughter, your daughter, God. And tonight, Lord, I pray for a supernatural impartation of a new, fresh, prophetic flow coming over her right now. And Lord, we just command all fatigue, tiredness, weariness, stress, strain, pain of this last season that you've gone through, this battle, this warfare, this raging battle season that you've been through, that's being broken off you right now in the name of Jesus. We just release you right now into a new season of peace. Lord, I thank you for a time of refreshing coming over her right now. I thank you for refreshing rain coming to her field right now. Refreshing rain coming to your garden right now. I just release this over you in the name of Jesus. I just see you like sitting in the backyard on lawn furniture, and you have children around you and families around you, and you're just enjoying the time, like the children are running around in the backyard like chasing a butterfly, whatever. It's a prophetic picture of you just beginning to enjoy now, enjoy things, enjoy life, enjoy family, enjoy. I release that over you right now. Activate this over you. Even in your worship, your singing, a new prophetic flow activating through you in Jesus' name. I release this in Jesus' name. Father, I release a new, fresh, prophetic awakening and activation right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord, right now for fresh, new, deeper, a newness to this that's going to begin to come. A fresh wind of the prophetic blowing on this house. A fresh wind of the prophetic. A deeper revelation coming through this house now. Coming through you. Coming through this ministry. I release this, impart this, and activate this in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And there's coming a new season of release over you. I just see you stepping into a place where there's not going to be as much of the everyday responsibilities that you've walked in. The load is lightening. The load is being lightened off of you right now. Just receive that and walk in that in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you right now for a fresh prophetic anointing coming over you. Lord, I release this to activate her into all that you have for her right now, prophetically, spiritually, in the name of Jesus. I really hear God speaking to you about your dreams. And I want to encourage you to keep a dream journal. Begin to write these things down. Because God's going to begin to speak to you in a dynamic way for yourself, your family, this body, people, in the name of Jesus. I release that over you in Jesus' name. Because you're more expressive through the pen. You're more expressive than vocally. You're more of a writer than a vocalizer. So I just release that over you now in Jesus' name. Lord, I release a fresh, new, prophetic wind and oil coming over you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I release this. I prophesy into her tonight for a deeper realm of prophetic revelation in Jesus' wonderful name. In Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That God has been showing you hurting people. this is just going to increase because there's a great passion in you for healing as well. So as you are sensing and perceiving these people, just in your amazing, kind, generous, loving, smiling way, you just simply ask, can I pray for this? Or can I pray for that? And God's going to begin to use you dynamically through that. You're going to be drawn toward hurting people prophetically in the name of Jesus. I release that over you, honey. Father, I release right now fresh, new prophetic flow, even in your writing. Oh, yes, even in your writing. We thank you, God, for a new prophetic wind blowing in her writing right now, God. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are going to marry. There's going to be a supernatural marriage here with the prophetic and with counseling. It's going to just, I see them twirling together like a DNA strand. It's almost like this dance, this supernatural dancing. So I just release that over you right now in the name of Jesus. Even in that which you are writing, that's what you're going to begin to release. There's going to be a new prophetic wind on it. A new supernatural wind is going to be woven in to your writings. I release that over you right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for a deeper prophetic supernatural, even in the angelic, operating and functioning in her life. And we release this over her right now, God. We stir this up. We activate it now. In Jesus' wonderful name. In Jesus' wonderful name. In Jesus' wonderful name. Lord, I thank you right now. For right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I release a fresh, new, prophetic wind and oil coming over you right now. In Jesus' name. And with that, is coming a new boldness and courage and a confidence right now in Jesus' name. Right now, I release and I impart and I activate a new boldness, courage, and confidence coming into you. That you're going to begin to speak. The power of the Spirit of God will activate and people's lives will be transformed through you right now. I release this. Confidence, courage, and boldness coming over you and your husband. That there's going to be no ceiling over you, no squelching over you. I break that right now. I break every demonic squelching over you that's tried to press you down, hinder you, or keep you down. It's being broken now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I see this man, Jason. I see you with your boot on saying, that's it. And you kick that thing down, brother. You got to kick that thing down. I'm just going to release this over you both right now. It's time for you to say, that's it, and kick that thing down in Jesus' name. I release over you a prophetic, holy aggression to a new dimension. You've tasted it. It's been revealed a little bit in your music. And you've tasted that. You said, I like that. You like that because that's what I've put in you. But it's going to begin to translate now into your other, into the rest of your life. You've got to kick that thing. You've got to show that it cannot control you. It will not own you. And I break this over you right now. Even that both of you, even from childhood, parents, grandparents, people of authority that have tried to keep you down or suppressed or oppressed, even unconsciously, even religiously, even early training and teaching in the church that you've received is being broken off you right now. You're going to step into a new prophetic aggression for the glory of God. And I release that, impart that, and activate that in Jesus' name. Lord, I release, release, release a fresh newness, fresh, 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 fresh life coming to you now. Fresh wind blowing. Fresh wind blowing on the creativity. Fresh wind blowing right now. Fresh vision. New excitement. I prophesy a new excitement about your life. A new excitement about your future. A new excitement about where you're going, what you're doing. A new excitement even into your writing, into your journaling, into your prophetic ministry right now. In the name of Jesus, I activate a new sense of excitement. You're going to begin to press into a new place prophetically in the name of Jesus. You're going to begin to press into a new place. It's even going to be a risky place. A risky place. But that's the place that God speaks and brings forth that prophetic revelation. You're going to step in this like never before in the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak into this. I prophesy into this right now, right now. Similar to your sister, you're going to begin a new weaving of prophetic into your writing, even the angelic. You're going to become more aware in the name of Jesus. You're going to become more aware personally of angelic presence that's with you, around you. And I release this over you right now. Even teaching. I'm prophesying right now there's going to even come. I know the level of teaching in this house. It's rich. Rich. I believe that God's going to begin to move on you, even in teaching about angels, angelic realm, different degrees of angels, different companies of angels. Lord, I just release that over her right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. Awaken this now in Jesus' wonderful name. Father, I thank you right now, right now, right now. I release a new, fresh, prophetic wind, brother. You have tremendous knowledge, study, teaching, years. And we just speak into this now. They begin to be released through you, musically, discipling the musicians and the flow of worship in this house. I just prophesy tonight this whole ministry is coming to a deeper prophetic realm. Deeper prophetic realm. Every member, every leader is going to begin to flow in realms of the prophetic, realms of the angelic, realms of the dreams and visions and night visions. Oh, I release this right now, God. A fresh wind, a fresh awakening, a fresh excitement, a fresh, yeah, we got that. Yeah, we are that. Yeah, this is what we do. It's going to be drawing the people of this region. I release that in Jesus' name. I release this in Jesus' name. I release this in Jesus' name. I release this in Jesus' name. Yes, they want to hear your music. Yes, they want to hear your music. Yes, they want to hear your music. I release that. I'm prophesying this in your spirit. Yes, they want to hear your music. I break off you right now, every lying spirit. I break off you right now, every lying spirit. Go. Lord, release it right now. Release this courage, confidence, boldness in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Don't worry that it's not perfect. Don't worry that's not absolutely what's being played throughout other churches. It's not about that. It's about the personal expression that I have placed in you. Let your song come. Let your sound come. Don't worry about another man's sound. There's a sound. It's only yours. I release that tonight. I activate that in Jesus' name. New prophetic flow coming on you. In Jesus' name, God, I thank you for this man of God, this this pastor, a man of stability. God, I admire this man. I admire his stability. I admire him. You so balance your wife. You are like two pillars that build the temple. You are an amazing complementary marriage of the Word and the Spirit. Oh, we thank you for this right now, God. That they're going to walk in this amazing complementary anointing, this mingling, this marriage of the Word and the Spirit. Father, I release a fresh prophetic flow over Pastor Ed right now. I release this. And Lord, you're going to begin to show him. You're going to begin to reveal to him. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for it. I thank you for him. Fresh prophetic wind in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, for this apostle, Lord, we lay this on him tonight. A new prophetic wind, a new prophetic oil coming on you, this ministry, a new excitement about the prophetic, a new excitement about flowing in the Spirit, keeping the atmosphere spiritual, charged with the supernatural. And this atmosphere is the atmosphere of miracles and healing and deliverance. In the name of Jesus, God, I prophesy over him tonight a new dimension of the prophetic flowing in you and through you, your wife, your children, this house, this ministry, this music. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that even those that work in this store in the front of this building, they're going to begin to prophesy over people that come by to buy something. There's going to be a new activation and flow of the prophetic ministry coming through you right now. Lord, I thank you for a freshness and a newness, that which is old, that which is before, is going to come back into a new place, to the forefront right now. This is going to be the tool, the gift that brings healing and deliverance to the people. And this is going to prove that God is with you. God is in you of a truth. So I release this right now by the authority of Jesus' name, by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, brother. You got it.
Thank you.
You're walking in it. Amen.
Amen. If you want prayer, just turn around and go to the prayer.
Yes, my dear. It's all right. Now.